Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 9:30 agenda item to meet with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items, which we have several. So let's just take them in order for this morning. Action item to consider resolution designating property of the misdemeanor probation department as surplus with nominal value. Wow, I feel like I'm NASA, we're going nominal, so this is good, all right. Good morning.
Good morning, Chair Commissioners. The resolution that you have before you is a request. One of my longtime employees is retiring on January 23rd. And I'm asking you to consider awarding her her badge upon her retirement. A little bit of background on her, she's worked for the county for 27 years. The last 16 years, she's worked for me as a misdemeanor probation officer. And a couple of her kind of big career highlights is she's been an instructor at the Post Academy for many years now. She serves on the IJJ board, which puts on a statewide conference for juvenile and misdemeanor probation officers so they can get ongoing education and training. And I know that this would mean an awful lot to her if you were to award her her badge.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Now, the sheriff's office normally does this. They come back and do it here. Are you planning on doing that?
Well, what we're going to do is we're holding a retirement party for her on January 22nd. And so we're kind of hoping to display it because her, not to give too much away in case she listens.
Okay. You don't have to say anything.
We're putting together a little presentation that's kind of personalized. So we're hoping to, like, display it there but I would love to have you guys. I'm going to talk to Director Williams about sending out the e-invite maybe a week ahead of time, and I would love it if you guys would come over and say goodbye to her.
I'm in favor, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I am too. And Chairman, I like the honor that we give to the sheriff's office. Misdemeanor probation is really a lot of unsung heroes, and Mr. Director Breach has done a great job leading that department. So to have someone dedicate 26 years of their life to that is really a combination of a ministry and just a good public servant. Thank you for the work that you do. It would be a privilege for me as a commissioner to be able to award her that duty badge.
Absolutely, and Zach, you've reviewed the resolution and you're good.
Yes, Chairman.
Okay. Or whoever in civil has.
I did.
Okay, well.
But Mr. Wesley speaks for me.
I didn't review it right here.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution designating property of the misdemeanor probation department as surplus with nominal value as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. All right. The next action item is consider solicitation of bids for fiscal year 2026 Dale Hill Detention Center boiler replacement project. We're into hot water again. Yes.
I love those good jokes.
Can't have fun. Don't. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chairman, as you'll recall, we went through an IFB process for this boiler a few weeks ago, received some bids back and realized we were maybe not asking for the precise thing that we needed. And so we've learned from that and have provided a more detailed scope of work on this particular project than we had with the prior IFB. You'll see that's the attachment one where we go into the details about the performance capabilities of the potential boiler so that we know that we're getting a commercial grade boiler and not one that would be used for lesser use residential. So that's the major change. Just for the record, because there was a point of confusion on this from a bidder last time, this is under, we anticipate that it'll be under $250,000. And so a bid bond is not required. They will be required when we sign a contract to enter into performance and payment bonds for their final contractor that's selected. So we have this ready for you to go again. There is a draft contract that's attached that would be the model for the contract for whatever bidder is selected.
Okay.
Chairman, I think this is a great process. Thank you, Legal, for going back and helping redefine the scope of work. And Carl, you're representing Director Britton this morning. Thank you for being here. You have a great team, and I am in favor of moving forward with this contract as presented.
Yeah, I'm glad that we got it more narrowly defined on what we're doing, and you learn as you go sometimes. All right, I would, any other discussion, or I'd entertain a motion?
Chairman, I move that the board signs the solicitation of bids for the fiscal year 2026 Dale Hill Detention Center bid boiler replacement project.
I second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right.
Thanks, Carl.
You got through the whole presentation without talking. That's really good. All right. Thanks, Carl. All right. Action item, open bids for landfill shop addition project. Good morning, Dave.
Morning.
Who would like to do this? We've received two, so we will read them off as we get them opened.
This one is from Phoenix Fire Protection. Bid amount is $229,046.47. Second one, the name of the bidder is Barrier Building Incorporated, and the bid amount is $310,000 even.
Okay. All right. Dave, are you going to review this with Legal and your staff and come back? I don't know that we want to make a selection on the record before you review those.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, certainly like a opportunity to review the two, talk to facilities, talk to Legal, and see what might be the best.
Okay.
Forward.
Well, see you back in. See, how soon do we need to have this awarded?
Well, I guess maybe next week. We'll. Do we have time on Tuesday now?
No.
So we'll be back the 30th when you're here.
Yeah, we'll be here on the 30th for business.
We'll try to have it ready for that time.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I think there's a schedule, but
it may be disrupted because of the holiday season. So
yeah.
We'll probably aim to have it back on the 30th.
Okay. All right. All right. So that'll work for me. All right. Any other comments or questions about this at this point?
I don't. Yeah.
So tentatively, we'll see you back on the 30th for that. All right. Is there other items from Legal for open session? Being that there's none, I have a couple items for executive session.
I don't have a Idaho code sub number. What are we going under?
What topics do we have?
West Valley.
West Valley potential litigation.
Okay.
And personnel.
And then we have a personnel issue. Okay.
Okay, so BD, BDFI?
BDFI.
Okay. Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection B for personnel, D for records exempt, F to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation, and I to communicate with our legal counsel regarding risk management.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. Let's say you, Commissioner Van Beek.
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes, so motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session.